Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There is no one we'd rather talk to more when it comes to Cavaliers basketball than Mr. Cavalier himself. You know him also as a Cavs analyst as well. Austin Carr on the fan hotline joining us right now. AC, welcome back. Welcome back to Cavs basketball.
It's good to be back, and opening night is always exciting.
It really is, and even if we'll see what's going on with the Knicks and Karl Anthony Towns, but I have to say, LeBron, you might have heard of him, he went on a podcast and said the Cavs have the most pressure of any team heading into the NBA season. Do you agree with that?
Not really. The pressure, to me, the pressure is only what the Cavs put on themselves. I mean, you once you're in the business and you've been in it for a while, a lot of the pundits, a lot of people that talk about it, you don't even pay attention as a player because you know half of them don't know what they're talking about anyway, so because they don't know the inside. So all they know is what the outside of the whole situation, what's going on. So I think the only pressure Cavs putting on themselves is where they want to go as a team. They want to make that next step and go further and win a championship. That's the pressure that I think is the only thing they're thinking about. And to me, it's not really a pressure situation. It's a want-to-achieve situation, which to me eliminates that pressure. But right now, it's all about getting themselves together so they can compete for 6 months.
So we were kind of just having that same conversation, and I'm very, very close to where you are on this conversation. Do you think, just across the board, We go overboard right with the pressure talk when it comes to pro athletes and certainly the NBA?
Well, hey, it sells. I mean, that to me is where I see it. I mean, that's what it's about, because you're talking about 6 months of selling. So for 6 months, you got to keep doing it. It's like in the football season. You got to come up, boom, boom. Every week, every day, you got to come up with something that's interesting that people will listen to. So you have to do that. That's part of the business. And as a player, once you understand that, you have a whole different approach to that side of the business.
Okay, so it's not pressure. What is at stake for the Cavs this year?
Well, to me, it's always a championship. When you have the kind of talent they have, that's where you look at. And then you look at how, well, OKC has all of a sudden come from under the bottom and now is on the top, and they look like they want to stay there for a while. The Cavs have a lot of stuff to have to focus on to get themselves in a position to beat OKC. Because to me, I don't see anybody in the West And Houston's going to have a shot because they looked awful good last night. But it's going to be interesting to see who's going to knock them off the throne coming out of that West. But right now, the Cavs are focused on getting themselves in position to win the East.
Cavs analyst Austin Carr on the fan hotline here with Nick and Jonathan as we get you ready for Cavs. Knicks, of course, the Cavs are back. Let's see what they can do this year. But one of the big moves in the offseason was trading Isaac Okoro for Lonzo Ball. And I know Lonzo has had some health issues in recent years. He looks healthy now. How does a healthy Lonzo Ball change things for the Cavaliers?
Well, it gives more organization on the perimeter. I think having a mixture of Donovan Garland and him on that perimeter will really put it in. Then you throw Porter in there. That'll give us some solid action there because I was a little bit wondering, you know, he didn't seem like he was getting into it, but he's a veteran, Alonzo. And then the last game at home, man, he made some passes that I had not seen from him in a long time. And, I mean, he can see, as they say in the game, he can see. He knows what he's doing out there, and I'm anxious to see how it's going to unfold because if he can bring that energy in the game, that type of energy into the game and get everybody involved, that's going to be where we need to be. In other words, the Cavs, to me, are the most dynamic team in the league when they can go 9 and 10 deep, and that's where we have to get to. And with Strus and Garland out, now when they come back, then that moves two more guys into that second unit, and that is where we become a more stronger dynamic team, I think.
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about it earlier, like the idea that DeAndre Hunter didn't even play 30 games with the Cavs last year. Isn't there more that we can tap into with even DeAndre Hunter and what we saw last year and now moving over to having more time with this club?
Yeah, oh, yes, for sure. I mean, defensively, he was on point. Physically, he was on point. I mean, and scoring-wise, he's going to be one of the top two or three scorers on the team. The way he plays the game, I think he's going to be one of the top two or three guys scoring on the team because he definitely knows what he's doing. He's aggressive. He knows how to do it. And he doesn't mind jumping in your face. I like that.
Austin, Donovan Mitchell came here now almost, this is going to be his fourth season here. There was questions about the contracts. Last offseason, he put that to bed, inked a long-term deal here. And we've seen Donovan, you know, continue to grow his presence in Cleveland. I know he's throwing out his line, determination over negativity. As we kind of get into the meat of his career here in Cleveland, what do you think Donovan has meant to Cavs basketball through those first 3 years going on year four?
I think he's meant quite a bit because as he has risen, the team has gone to the level to where we are favored to win the East this year. I mean, you think about it, we haven't progressed like this. Well, we've progressed like this since he's been with us. And that, to me, is telling me that the league is and the people are starting to respect us. See, to me, I don't want the respect from the media. I want the respect from the players because that is telling me where we are actually headed to. And the teams, other teams, when you hear them talk, they're starting to respect where we are as a team and players. And that, to me, it takes us where we need to go. And that's where we're shooting for, I think.
Is this the year that Evan Mobley becomes the best player on the team and surpasses Donovan in that regard?
Now this is where I have a problem because I love the way he's playing now, but to become the best player on the team means Donovan's going to have to step back, and Donovan shouldn't have to step back for him to become the best player of the team. I think that where Mobley is now, continue to grow in the role he's doing. I mean, the double-digit scoring, the double-digit rebounding, the 5 or 6 blocks, the 5 or 6 assists. The more he can do that, the dangerous he is for us. And I don't care who's on the team. Regardless of who's on the team, as long as he's doing that, then you it's up to the media to figure out who's the best player on the team. But as far as pushing him to be the best player, I think he understands where he's trying to go and what he wants to do. And I think he's going to make it if he's not already there, because defensively, he is a savant, and he closes up, he makes up for a lot of mistakes on our defensive end of the floor, and offensively, he's coming strong, too. And once he continues to handle, hello, you still there?
Yeah, we're still there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. And once he starts to handle more on the offensive end, he'll be right. But as far as him being the best player on the team, the Cavs have too much talent to have. And with Donovan and Darius and all those guys, I think to make him to say he's better than Donovan, I don't think that's the right way to go about it. I think he will be one of the best players on the team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
AC, I have heard Evan Mobley compared to five basketball Hall of Famers since he came into the NBA. All very yes. different players, by the way. When you watch right. him, is a guy who's watched NBA basketball for 50-plus years, is there a guy
right.
that he reminds you most of?
Well, man. Wow. That's kind of hard because defensively, he reminds me of a lot of people on the defensive end of the floor that were stellar players. Man, when I start thinking about him, it's just tough to come out with one because Mobley does so many things that are subtle, but they're strong. I mean, if you look at the play he made when we beat Orlando and to go into the playoffs, he got beat at the foul line, and all he did – and the guy beat him solid. He just made a drop step, and blocked the shot before the guy got the ball up to the basket. To me, those are things that you don't see guys now do because they don't even attempt to do stuff like that. So when you think in the past, Bill Russell used to do stuff like that. I've seen Russell do stuff. I was fortunate enough when I first came in the league to do stuff like that. I mean, those type of defensive players is what he does and how he does it. And he does it, it's kind of nonchalantly to me the way he does it, but he understands angles so well. It's just a pleasure to watch him play. And now that his offensive game is going, I mean, he looked like he worked on his turnaround jump shot a lot. And that's going to be big for him because that was the one thing he didn't do a lot of, and that was get in the middle and have a turnaround, a way to get a free, easy shot off. And once he gets that and that little jump hook together, then offensively he's going to be there. And if he's the best player on the team by then, fine. But I don't think it's going to be by scoring or things like that that make him the best player on the team. He's going to be the best player on the team because he's doing everything.
AC, you've been broadcasting for a lot of years after your playing career, obviously. You've been in our homes for a lot of years. Just from a broadcasting element, did you partake in Michael Jordan at all last night on NBC in his debut, and what'd you think?
I didn't really pay attention. I saw some of it, but I really wasn't paying attention because, right now I'm focused on what the Cavs are going to do. I don't really think about all that other stuff until I will get into it because it will be something I will watch because he's a friend of mine, so and a golfing buddy, so I definitely will take a look at it.
Yeah, I didn't come up to say hi, but I saw you at a club. Oh my gosh, I can't remember if it was a golf course either this year or last year, and I just knew no matter what happened that day, you golfed better than I did, AC.
Well, why didn't you come up and say hi? You
should have said hi.
I think it was the six pack that I was in the middle of that I.
AC, I need a MJ analysis on his golf swing. He plays golf an absolute ton. Is he a stick?
Yeah, he can hit it now. He's very competitive too, boy. So I mean, he can hit it. He can definitely hit it. The last time I played with Mike, though, he laid the club off a little bit too much. And that was kind of making him a little bit erratic, but as far as competing, and I know by now he's corrected that because he's probably got the best teachers in the world to teach him how to get rid of that little problem. So, and knowing how he played then, and what he's probably, I would say he's got to be close to a scratch or plus a handicap by now. But age is going to catch up to him sooner or later. So. He might add on a few more strokes.
All right, AC. Prime Austin Carr versus prime Michael Jordan. Who wins that one-on-one matchup?
Woo, baby. Now you're talking. But I have some good legs. Oh, baby. I'm going to give him a run for his money.
We don't doubt it. AC, we love the energy. We love the infectiousness. We love when you join us. Thank you so much. And go Cavs.
All right, guys, let's have a good one tonight. Talk to you later.
All right, thank you so much. We made the entire interview without once going to, I agree, go Cavs.
Well, you gave him the opportunity at the end there. He didn't want to do it. That's
okay. If he wanted to go, I agree, go Cavs, I was not going to fight him on it.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.